today we're going to celebrate the summer solstice, and doesn't mean it's going to cool off yet, though. And the sun god did decide to bless us with his presence instead of...
The voice you're hearing belongs to a woman who goes by the name Jay. She's the leader of a coven, a sort of Wiccan church, called the Ithi Lushede. She's standing in the middle of a circle of about 30 people who have turned out for worship. They're in a park just off I-70 in Independence, and there's a true sign of modernity. You can see the massive Bass Pro Shop just over the trees. She and a few others begin to walk around the circle, beginning the ritual.
The Lord of Summer. May his fiery breath surround and protect us.
Wicca is a modern religion of witchcraft and nature worship, which falls under the umbrella term pagan, generally meaning one whose beliefs differ from Abrahamic monotheism, or in simpler terms, it's not Judaism, Christianity, or Islam. Instead of one god, they worship many. In some circles, the word pagan has some nasty connotations, but in this group, it's an identity, one they've become more open about in recent years. Jay says the turnout is pretty good today, and others in the circle are participating as well.
I call you, element of water, that which supports the silver wheel of Arianrod, the ever-turning wheel of the year that carries the souls of the dead back to PRCE, where they may rest until the next incarnation. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
There are even some theatrics. One man is dressed as the Oak King, who represents summer. He's wearing a leaf-printed cape and has a crown made of oak leaves on his head. The other is the Holly King, representing winter. The Holly King is dressed in a green robe with fluffy white trim, almost looking like Santa Claus. He's holding a staff he found in the woods nearby. The two have a battle, symbolizing the changing of the seasons, and even though it's a holy day, they ham it up a little for the rest of the group. There's also music in the sharing of small cakes and hibiscus tea, where worshippers wish each other, may you never hunger and may you never thirst. After about 20 minutes, the ceremony comes to a close.
As it ever flows,
the magic of the circle remains.
The circle is open, but never broken.
Other people in the park that day look on at the ritual, a few with confused faces. Some stop nearby to listen or to peer into the circle. After the ritual, Jay and a few others come together to talk, and the onlookers' presence did not go unnoticed.
This is a pretty public park for us, though.
Yeah, there's a really lot public. Of people milling around. It's
Last time there was more. It was crazy. There was like 80 or 90 people around the circle last time from all the people in the park, watching, walking heads. What are you doing over there?
They're nervous because they say most Wiccans have a story of being harassed or even attacked, which is why they're cautious about using their full names. There's a man in the group named Christopher. He served 4 tours in the U.S. Army and was also once a Wiccan high priest in southern Georgia. He recalls an experience he had there in the 80s.
We actually had a guy come and kick one of our candles across and splash hot wax on a 2-year-old boy.
Those were dark days for the pagan community. The coven's high priest, who goes by the name Thorgo, calls those years the Satanic Panic. He says the conservative revolution of the 1980s turned against Wiccans and pagans, accusing them of being Satanists. Wiccan bookstores were closed down, incidents like the one Christopher witnessed started happening, and the entire community was pressured underground. Thorgo says things have gotten better, but even locally, there's still discrimination.
There's still a large number of people that are persecuted for their religion. And even here locally, you hear about, there's still people currently in 2013 that are being fired because it's found out that they're pagan or Wiccan.
Losing custody of their children.
It's a big problem in divorces. And certainly a lot of the problems is...
Because of the fear of being ostracized, many Wiccans are still not open in their beliefs, making it difficult to measure just how many there are. Estimates of the number of Wiccans in the United States range from 700,000 to 3 million. After the ritual, the group celebrates the solstice with a barbecue and picnic. They're also holding a raffle to raise money for Pagan Pride Day, which is held in September. No curious bystanders approach them, but Jay says the coven welcomes any and all questions. Contrary to stereotypes, she says, there's no bloodletting and no animal sacrifice, both of which are against true Wiccan doctrine.
This is a family-friendly gathering that we have, and we're not doing anything illegal or immoral. We just see deity a little different, celebrate different holidays, or basically the same holidays with different names. And, you know, and we all have jobs, we all have families, we're just normal people. And we welcome if someone has questions and wants to ask them. It's not a problem.
Jay says there are about 90 people affiliated with her coven. Teachers, doctors, and veterans, young people, families, and seniors. They're part of a growing community, now reaching out to a society they say has long misunderstood them. For Casey Currents, I'm Ryan Schisler from Independence.